probably have a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You say the big kettle. Oh, and we'd have iron kettles, you know, a lot. I'm on our wood cook stoves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have. Well, I like iron to cook in. I have some iron things now. I mean, but we, it's about all we used to have, you mm-hmm. know. We'd have an iron tea kettle and pots to boil in.
What about to make fried eggs then?
Well, those iron skillets. And then we had other kinds later. But I still like the iron skillets.
Mm-hmm. Would you still call it a skillet if it wasn't made out of iron?
Well, it's a skillets or frying pans.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Oh, and a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Drive a place in there. Yeah, I'll drive them in.
And you say, I took the hammer and I what the nail in.
Yeah, I just hammered it.
We're talking about driving it. You say, I took the hammer and I...
Oh, yeah, I'll just drive the nail in with the hammer. Uh-huh.
And if the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Oh, I don't know just what you mean.
Well, using the word drive, you'd say the nail's got to be.
It'd have to go in farther, you know, if it didn't douse. If it wasn't in enough at first, you just drive it with a hammer, you know, put in more with a hammer.
Talking about driving a car, you'd say he has never...
Oh, what? Never driven, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, for the first time, he...
Oh, he drove, you mean. Uh-huh.
And... On some houses, you have boards that sort of lap over each other like this.
Yeah.
You call that?
That's a shiplap.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear it called a flatboard or weatherboard?
Yes. I've heard it called both of those too.
What?
It's same thing, I guess.
Uh-huh. They just call that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, where it laps over.
Uh-huh.
And goes straight across instead of down. And you still see that a lot, you know, the way it's made.
What do people usually call that around here?
Oh, you mean this well, shiplap, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Oh, to close the door, you mean?
Okay, or another word you could use instead of close.
Oh. Sometimes they say, shut.
Okay. And
it's just S-H-U-T, you know, to shut it or something. We generally say close.
Mm-hmm. And before they had bathrooms inside, the toilets they had outside were called?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, we had them outside and then they... Oh, yeah, they'd call them privies.
Mm-hmm.
And then outdoor toilets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you see, we had those pit toilets later, you know, before we put in the septic tanks, you see.
Any joking names or sort of vulgar names that people used to call?
Oh, for the toilets there outside? Oh, I don't know.
And a building that could be used for storing wood, you'd call that a...
Oh, the wood house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about for tools?
Well, we'd just say tool house.
Mm-hmm.
Tool shed or tool house or tool shed.